Yemenis have marched in Sana'a to slam U.S. presence in their country. The protesters have warned U.S. forces to immediately withdraw from Yemen or face an all-out war against what they described as invasion. Our correspondent, Mohammed Latab, has talked to some of the demonstrators and has filed this report.
Thousands of Yemenis have held a protest in the capital, Sana'a, to call for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from southern parts of the country. The demonstrators slammed the Saudi and U.S. interference in Yemen's internal affairs.
The U.S. does not have the right to invade any country as it wants. The United Nations was formed to represent all nations, all states and countries of the world. They have made these wishes aggression with using their tools of agent parties, officials and mercenaries who have been thrown out of Yemen.
The U.S. has sent aircraft carriers and started to deploy Patriot missiles in southern Yemen. They sent the Marines and U.S. Rangers, not only attempting to take control of Bab al-Mandeb, but also the entire Arabian Peninsula.
Recently, Yemen's southern coastal city of Al-Mukalla has witnessed two deadly bomb attacks. Now the demonstrators say the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are responsible for the spike of terrorist acts in southern parts of their country.
We have staged this rally to reject U.S. interference and the presence of Daesh and other terrorist groups sent by Saudi Arabia's King Salman. And we tell the invading countries to pull out their soldiers, otherwise they will receive them back in plastic bags.
The angry demonstrators called for the popular mobilization and to be ready to fight the U.S. and its allies in Yemen. They say the U.S. presence in Yemen is an evidence that the Saudi Arabia has failed to achieve its goals in their country. They have also expressed their pessimism about the ongoing peace talks in Kuwait, as they say the process is a plot by the United States to occupy Yemen. Mohammed Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.